back to the bin. Hello, friend, and greetings again in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I invite your attention to the book of Romans today. Our study is in Romans chapter 7, and we're studying about indwelling sin, the third enemy of the believer. And we're talking about spiritual warfare. We've talked about the world system, which is under the control of Satan and appeals to the flesh. We've talked about the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. We've talked about Satan and his army of fallen angels, the principalities, powers of darkness, forces of evil, spiritual wickedness in the spiritual realm, Satan and his demonic powers, false prophets, and false religions. We've discussed these methods that Satan uses. And our third enemy is the flesh, this old body that we live in. How can it be an enemy? Well, Paul describes this here in Romans chapter 7, and verse 14 through 25. He describes what every believer has experienced and encountered in their Christian walk. Notice what he states again, beginning with verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Now the word carnal again means centered around the flesh. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. Now he's talking about the struggle that believers have in doing what's right and walking in obedience to the Lord. The believer wants to please God. The believer wants to serve the Lord. The believer desires to bring glory, honor, and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, sin keeps creeping in, and we keep stumbling in our Christian walk, and we don't understand what's going on. And the old enemy may come and say, I don't think you really got saved. If you really were saved, I don't think you'd do this, or you'd do that, or you'd fall into this sin. And so we become confused, we become disheartened, we become discouraged in our Christian walk, and we try to figure out what in the world is happening. Well, this is what Paul is about to describe here in Romans chapter 7. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. I am certainly true and acknowledge the fact that the law is true, and the law is righteous, and the law is good. Those 10 commandments that God gave, I try to obey them, but I keep stumbling. I keep falling. I keep messing up. What's wrong with me? Verse 17, Paul begins to explain, Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Well, now that sounds like a contradiction. He's talking about I and he's talking about me. What's he referring to? Notice verse 18, For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, notice that, in my flesh, that's what he means by the word me, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. Beloved, there's something indwelling this fleshly body that makes it no good. Notice that. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. I want to do good. I set about to do good, but I keep stumbling. Why? Verse 19. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil that I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Again, me represents the flesh, this old body that we live in. He says there's a problem with this old flesh, that there's no good thing in this flesh. Verse 18. Now notice again in verse 21. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Now here's a law that he's talking about, a law, a spiritual law, and it's like the law of gravity. The law of gravity is a natural law that what goes up must come down because of the pull of gravity. So when I want to do what's right and want to do what's good, he says evil is going to raise its ugly head. It's going to try to keep me from doing what's good and what's pleasing to the Lord. And he says it's because of something that lives in this whole body. For I delight, verse 22, I delight in the law of God after the inward man. That's the spiritual part of us, that part of us that's been redeemed and transformed by the blood of Christ, that part of us where the Holy Spirit of God lives and dwells. That part of us delights in the law of God, delights in the truth of God's Word, finds joy from the Word of God. But I see another law in my members. Now here's another law. A law that's in the members of this old body, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Notice that. There's the law of sin that's indwelling the members of this body. That, beloved, is indwelling sin. And indwelling sin is in this old fleshly body. And what is the penalty for sin? The wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. And that's why he's explaining that this body has to die, because it's indwelt by sin. That's why we have to get rid of this old body, for the penalty for sin is death. And so this body has to die. But our spirit has life. Remember, in our spirit, we've been changed. We've been transformed. We've been given eternal life. We are a new creation. Remember, it's in our spirit that we get our identification, not in this body. The world looks at this body. The world identifies us by this body. But God identifies us by our spirit. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart, we're told in 1 Samuel. God sees the real person, not our outward appearance and what people appear to see. And so, beloved, he tells us that in our flesh is indwelling sin, and that's why we have this struggle, this battle that goes on between good and evil. We intend to do good. We set out to do good. But evil raises its ugly head. Evil tries to trip us up. Evil tries to sidetrack us. Evil tries to interfere with our accomplishing that which would bring glory, honor, and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a struggle that you can expect as long as you indwell this physical body, because there's sin that's permeated and infected this physical body, and this body is going to die. That's why, beloved, this body is so susceptible to disease, one of the effects of sin upon the fallen humanity. And so, beloved, this is the third enemy the flesh with indwelling sin. Now remember verse 17, "Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me." And verse 18, "In me that is in my flesh." But verse 23, "There's another law in my members, the law of sin which is in my members." That's the law of sin that's working in the members of this old body. And this is why the body must die, because the wages of sin is death. Also, James 1:14 tells us, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed." His own lust. Where does that come from? From indwelling sin. Sin that indwells this body. Sin indwells our fleshly body. And thus the struggle between the Holy Spirit and our flesh with indwelling sin. The struggle takes place in our soul, that is, the thinking part of our mind, the emotions, and the will. That's where the decision's made, whether I'm going to yield to sin and its temptation and its lust from the indwelling cravings of the old flesh, or whether I'm going to say no to sin, no to unrighteousness. I do not have to yield to you. I do not have to give in to you, because greater is he that is in me than Satan and sin and the old flesh with indwelling sin. In me is the Holy Spirit of God, and he indwells me, and he's able to strengthen me and to enable me to say no to sin and no to lust, and to choose to walk after the Spirit, to choose to obey the living God, to choose to let the Lord have his way in my life every day. There's no peace, there's no joy, till the Lord has his way. Place your life in his hand. Rest secure in his plan. Let the Lord have his way. That's a great little chorus. And often I sang it. Let the Lord have his way in your life every day. There's no peace, there's no rest until the Lord has his way. Place your life in his hand. Rest securely in his plan. Let the Lord have his way. Until next time, goodbye.